Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's the Funny Mummies
with Jenny Winter.
Hello, Funny Mummies of the World. Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. My name's Jenny Winter. You can call me Jen. Actually, you know, I can't hear you. It's a podcast, so you can call me whatever you want behind closed doors. I am coming to you live, barely. You're not hearing this live, obviously, but I am alive under a blanket on my bed because they are the lengths that I am willing to go to give you better sound quality. It's insane, and I'm absolutely melting. So that's why I wanted to point out I am live now. I may not be if I keep talking for too long. Thank you so much for your patience as well as I'm sorting out the kinks in this podcast. Some of the sound has been a bit, I wanted to say jibby jabby. It's not really a word, but I'm now it is. The sound's been a bit jibby jabby, bit hit and miss, bit all over the shop. And I'm trying to fix that. So hopefully I can find a way to do it that doesn't involve me passing out from heat exhaustion. But for now, that's what you gotta do. The things we do for love and for podcasting. So today, are you loving this intro? I think I am actually hitting delirium. I am chatting with the fabulous Anna Brennan. She is a mama after my own heart who I met through Comedyland. And today we talk about, I don't want to give you spoilers, but I will say this. We got probably the best idea for a show poster that I have ever heard. And it's all thanks to the inspiration of her darling little boy. Without further ado, please enjoy this chat with Anna Brennan. And I will hopefully see you next time in a little bit more comfort than I am now. Enjoy.
And welcome to the podcast, Anna Brennan.
Hi.
So exciting.
Me too.
We've been talking about this for quite a while.
Mm.
This is delish.
Yes, that's lovely. Right. I know. Mum schedules, trying to align them. It's quite ridiculous.
Oh, I know. Like sometimes I'm like, what was I thinking? A podcast with trying to navigate the schedules of parents?
Yep.
Ridiculous. Can I just point out I am wearing your Freddie Mercury earrings that you
delicious.
Gifted me so kindly. And I should also say this is a huge deal. Because
I know, because they're traitor earrings.
They are traitor earrings. Are. I know. My husband makes jewellery, for those of you who don't know this, and he makes earrings. And so for me to wear someone else's pair is basically like committing adultery
treason.
In his face.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. I like it.
But I'll do
take
it for you.
Thanks.
So tell us. So just for those people who don't know you, how would you sum yourself up or tell us a little bit about Anna?
I think I'm the ultimate slashy.
Slashy.
Slashy. You know how they used to be like model, actor, singer? Well, I'm like run 3 businesses, renovate house, have toddler, just do all the things.
And even have toddler full stop is a bit slashy in itself.
Well, he's 3 and a bit, so can I still claim he's a toddler?
Oh, look, I claim my ex-husband was... Oh, no, nothing. No, she didn't say that. She did not say that.
Yes. No. Yeah, totally. So, yeah, toddler, house renovating, 3 businesses. Yeah.
Full on.
Yeah.
And tell us about your businesses.
So I run Button Empire, which I've had for 15 years, which makes button badges and magnets and things like that for businesses and funerals and kids' birthday parties and banks and whoever wants them. And I'm actually in the process of handing that over to a friend of mine to do the day-to-day because I'm just too busy, but I'll still own it. And Funk Empire, which is ridiculous earrings like the excellent trader pair you're wearing at the moment. Which I mostly sell in cafes because I find people like buying earrings in cafes. I don't know. It's a thing.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. I guess because they're not feeling sold to. Like they're not shopping.
It's
they're kind of, it's a social
sell.
And then they're like, oh, look at these. They're cool. I want 10 pairs of them. You're like, excellent.
I know.
So tell your husband.
I shall.
Totally.
That's a very good
John,
marketing
if you're listening,
tip.
Which you should be. Get all the earrings in the cafes. And the other one is the comedian. So I do stand-up comedy and event producing and hosting and podcasting and writing and stuff. Anna Does Things.com because I was like, how? What else do I sum this up?
Fabulous.
So I haven't done the website yet, but it's on the list.
But that's a whole thing. Like, okay, so in terms of, I remember the term being coined multi-potentialite.
Oh.
And I quite liked that. Yes. And I heard about that a few years ago because I'm also a bit of a slasher.
Yep.
Like a lot of slashing. And
yep.
And kind, this sounds so dark. I hope people do listen to this podcast in context.
Excellent.
But yeah, but that's actually a thing now, is that you don't have to choose. Like, no. There's actually a lot of people who have their fingers in lots of pots.
Yep.
Can I ask you though, like, how do you get shit done when you know, because you can get a bit distracted by this, or a little bit on that.
I'm almost certainly undiagnosed ADD. Mm-hmm. I was actually hanging out with Rose Callahan, who is like a Melbourne comedian, or Sydney, I don't know where she lives now, but anyway, comedian who's also like the poster child for adult ADD or ADHD. And she spent 2 days with me and went, yeah, you're definitely ADD.
Wow.
Like, please get diagnosed. And I was like, I was going to, but then I got distracted by something shiny.
This is the problem.
So I think this is why being a slashy works for me, because I get distracted, but I'll get distracted by something else that I'm meant to be doing anyway.
Yes.
So right. It's sort of like I just don't do anything for more than an hour. But as long as the next thing's sort of productive as well, it sort of works out.
Wow. So you've got incredibly productive ADD.
Not necessarily. I do often get distracted just by ice cream.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, you're only human.
Yeah. You know, I make it work.
Wow. Mm. So, gosh, I'm so interested in this because I feel like I'm also a bit ADD. I get very excited by the next shiny thing, and much to my husband John's, you know, frustration at times. But it all feels justifiable because it's all exciting. Do you get like crazy big, like exciting ideas?
All the time.
Like big crazy?
Yep.
Tell me some of that.
Okay. So one idea I had on the way here, which is probably the third or fourth time I've had this similar idea, where I want to start a cafe that's also an art studio, but everybody only does A4 medium. So there's all this A4 paper and all these different types of art mediums, like watercolors and charcoals and stuff like that. And so you come in and you have a coffee and have lunch, but while you're there, you do a painting or a drawing, and then the business sells them all over the walls. And if they don't sell in a certain period, they post it back to the artist, but they take a commission and they have a website. And I'm like, that'd be the best.
Wow.
Right? So that's one of my stupid ideas.
That's brilliant. Do you have a name for it?
I'm thinking A4, but like A-Y-E-F-O-R, like A4.
Oh, that's so nice.
But maybe I can come up with something
cool. And then
it's
like A4 effort.
A4, yep.
I love it. Yep. Oh, my gosh. Yep. So, and like, is this something that you would do?
Potentially one day, maybe.
Wow.
But, yeah, so at the moment I'm also publishing a children's book and I'm writing a fiction novel and working on a screen thing. So there's just a lot of things. I just do stuff until people tell me I have to stop doing the stuff.
That's amazing. And how do you do it, like, around and I know even asking this, I'm like, I'm frustrated because, like, as if men ever get asked this question. But, like, but how do you manage that with a toddler?
With a toddler, my partner, Gav, is super hands-on parent.
Woo!
Like, big time. So he also has a 19-year-old daughter that he had when he was like 20 that he raised on his own.
Wow.
So for him to have a 3-year-old as a co-parent, he's like, this is fucking easy.
Oh,
like compared to a 20-year-old dude raising a girl on his own, having a like nearly 40-year-old guy raising a toddler with someone else, he's like, this is a walk in the park. So like,
so
if
that's
I say,
all it takes for equality. It's just for a man to experience.
To have done it on his own.
Yes.
Yeah. So then I'm like, okay, I've got 7 gigs in the next 3 weeks, so you'll need to fez, because it's an adjective, it's a verb, you know, looking after you need to fez. He's like, yeah, just write it on the calendar. That's all I get. And it's not like, oh, I suppose I can, you know, he's happy to do it.
That's bloody awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Good for you. How did you guys meet?
We actually met on RSVP.
Stop it.
Yeah, we did. We actually went to high school together very briefly, which is super surprising.
Whoa.
I know. And I was actually in his baby mama's year at high school briefly as well.
Whoa.
I know, right? Which is just super strange. So we both went to Noosa High briefly, but he found the real Noosa High a bit too much, so he didn't graduate. So then we met on RSVP, and I actually do a show about how this ended out, like went in the end. But on our first date, I was like, hi, so I'm in the middle of planning on having a baby on my own with a guy who I think might be gay in Melbourne, and I've written him a letter and I'm just waiting to hear back from him. And so that's going to go ahead soon, hopefully. And so just went and spewed molten lava crazy all over this poor man. Who after
he was
I
like,
spewed,
sign me up.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Whoa.
And I was like, ah. All right. That's how that went down.
Amazing.
Yeah. So there's more to the story, but you have to come see the show.
Oh my God. That's amazing. And so, okay. So, and did you, without giving away your show, but like, presumably there's people, I've got a few people in Canada listening to this who won't be able to get there. But like, did you go through with that?
No.
Ah. So plot twist. So Gav.
Plot twist.
Gav, sorry.
Yep.
Yeah. Is Fez's biological dad.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
God, what a crazy story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, oh man. And so, and how many years have you guys been together?
However old Fez is, plus 9 months, plus 6 months. Because I was like, I'm not messing with my timeline. So yeah. If this is going to be your little jizz person, you've got 5 months. So we got together in 2015, so whatever that is, like 5 years.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible. Wow, I love that it's just so scheduled. And like,
yeah,
the thing is, if you're going to be ADD about life and get all these brilliant ideas, there has to be a level of organisation.
I think maybe, yeah, or just shit never gets finished. I'm excellent at starting projects. I'm medium at doing the middle bit, and I am shithouse at finishing them. So
I am the same, though. And you know what's crazy is because I feel like, and I mean, you must get this as well, because you do so much stuff that's visible and out there, is people go, oh, wow, you always do so much. You get so much done. I'm like, yeah, but I finish such a tiny fraction of the things
like,
that are
like, okay,
boiling,
I actually consider myself super disorganized because I'm like, I think it's genetic, but I'm part hoarder. So I've just got a stupid amount of stuff everywhere to the point where, oh my God, I hope he doesn't listen to this because he'll cry. But I commissioned a friend of mine to do illustrations for the children's book that I wrote, and I've lost them. The originals. They're somewhere. But I meant to publish it before going to Melbourne so I could sell the book in Melbourne. And I was like, well, that's not going to happen because I can't find the pictures. So, so that's where I'm like, they're in my house, but I legit cannot find them.
That is hilarious.
So I'll let you know when they show up. But
isn't that just a metaphor for the human mind?
Yeah.
Like, don't you? I feel like I have these ideas and then they just go walk about in my brain and then maybe years later I'll find something.
Yeah. So I have people say to me, oh, you must be organized. I'm like, no, I'm just an organized with some of them and they're the ones that get done.
You know what I genuinely think, though? I actually feel like the idea of being perfectly organized and getting shit done. Mm. That those things have to correlate. I don't think that's
true. No, they
don't.
They don't. Because you know what? I just need deadlines.
Yeah.
I just need to tell everyone I'm doing this thing on this date. And then I'm like, fuck, now I've got to do it.
Yes.
Yeah. That's it. I just need deadlines.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. You got to put yourself in with no escape.
So with the book that I'm publishing, I seriously went to book the launch.
Mm.
Like I had no publisher yet. I had no, like I was going to self-publish it anyway. And I was like, I'll just book the venue and start marketing the launch. And then I will have to find the illustrations and get it published because I've got a freaking launch booked in. So that's how it will go when I do it.
That is brilliant. No, you are a woman after my own heart. I absolutely. That's like when people say, how do you put on a show? How do you do this? How do you do that?
Book it.
It's like, book it.
Book
it. And then you make the rest
then
happen.
Then you're like, shit, now I better do the things.
Yeah.
Work backwards from, oh, no, I booked it and I've got this much time.
It's like a really productive way of holding yourself hostage.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man, oh, man. Mm. So in terms of, like, that's the work side of stuff. Like, in terms of parenting, how much inspo do you draw from the well of material that is motherhood?
Oh, for comedy?
For everything.
For so much. So the main comedy show that I do is a group show called Parenting Fails, and that's super popular because I think not only are people like, oh, yeah, I'm a parent, so I'm probably going to relate to the material, but, yeah, I want to hear about the fails. Like,
yes.
I am sick of seeing the perfect tiny little toddlers on Instagram that dress like grandparents that always look like they're clean, and I'm like, nah, that's not the reality, all right? Like, my toddler, this happened this week. We went to his mate's fourth birthday party, so there's all these kids in Noosa on the river, and they're all looking amazing, and they're all like little tiny grandparents' clothes, and Ez and I get there, and then he's like, I want to go for a swim, and I was like, well, you're I was about to say we don't have a swim nappy, but we did, but it was in the car and I was too lazy to get it. So I was like, you want to swim? You're going to have to be naked. He's like, done. Problem was he was way too into being naked that day. So from then on, he was like, I will wear my fedora and I will wear a yellow balloon around my wrist, but I am not wearing anything else. So all the cake photos and stuff are like all these immaculately dressed kids and then one naked kid with a balloon and a fedora. And I've got all these photos of him walking down the Noosa River, just strutting it with his naked little butt and his balloon. And it's awesome. And I'm like, I'm feeling kind of guilty about potential pedos getting super off on that. That's a little bit of a concern. But then I'm like, well, that's their fucking jam. And then I'm like, the thing I was most worried about was him getting sunburnt. I was like, but he's half Indigenous, so it takes a bit, you know?
Yeah, right.
So I'm just like, oh, he's got the hat on. Like, whatever.
He'll be right.
So, yes.
Oh, my God. I just had this.
I forgot the question, but I hope that answered it.
I loved it. I can't remember it, and I will accept that as an answer.
Thank you.
I just had this vision of you doing a show, and like the images, and this would take some serious kahunas or lack of, but to have a picture of you completely naked, just wearing a fedora and a yellow helium balloon.
I thought you were going to say I should do a show and just have Ez walk past at the end. Come out on stage like Eliza Schlesinger's dog and just be like, and just strut across the stage with a balloon and a fedora and just like maybe wave.
Oh my God. That is amazing.
Yeah, that could happen. That'd be cool.
But that's like a meme that will never happen because obviously I know, it's a naked right? child, but like be the kid at the party that's
yeah.
naked
well,
with
actually,
the fedora and
the balloon. Yeah, well, actually, what happened after I got home from that was I actually set up a private Facebook group to share pictures of Ezra because I was like, I'm sharing it on my regular Facebook, not naked photos, but just any pictures, but I'm friends with so many creepy comedians. Like, I'm sure you are in the same boat, but
let's
I'm like,
name them. Let's
so
name
many,
them all.
So many creepy comedians. Half of them I've never met.
Yes.
Right? But they contact me asking for spots and then they can't message you if you're not friends. So you're like, all right, we'll be friends. And then I'm like, here are a million photos of my child for you to do with what you will. I'm yes. like, no, this is yes. not cool. So I just created a group and added the people that I like. And I was like, this is just for pictures of Fez. and he can then delete this whole group if he wants to when he's older because
yep.
it's not actually public. So
Yeah. Oh, God, that is a thing, isn't it? Mm. With social media and because I've shared it forever. Because when Facebook started, it was so different. It was just your friends and family.
Your actual friends, yeah.
And it started, I remember, right before we moved overseas. So the kids were quite little. So it was awesome because it was like, we'll share our adventures. And now it's just changed so much. But
yeah, it's such a public thing now. I think, it's not like just a way of sending stuff to friends and family. It's just you going, here's this whole public life.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know.
It's like we've given ourselves data entry jobs. Does anybody else feel that way about it? Like I will ignore way too many of all my social media accounts because I got a bajillion because of all the stupid businesses. And just it will start reminding me. It'll be like, bitch, you haven't posted anything for this in 3 weeks. I'm like, I don't care. Like, shush. Go away. I'm naked with a balloon. I'm happy. Leave me alone.
Oh, my God, on the banks of the Noosa foreshore.
Exactly, and my fedora.
It's amazing. How were the other mums with that happening, by the
like,
way?
What are they going to do? You know, fine-ish, I guess.
That's great.
He was being a bit of a loner that day. He didn't really want to play with the other kids. He just wanted to swim and go on walks.
Yeah.
So sometimes he's a bit antisocial. I feel him, you know. We went on a walk. He's like, I want to go for a walk. I'm like, all right. So we went on a walk, and we got back, and he goes, thank you. That was a lovely walk, Mum.
Oh,
and I'm like,
adorable.
Okay. You're going to put pants on? No!
He's going to be an amazing old man.
He is. It's a slippery slope. It's going to be a very smooth transition for him.
But really, I mean, how do you? He has peaked early. Let's face it. Once you've just
seriously
streaked,
you're only going down from there. Yeah.
Oh my God, I love it.
I will literally show you photos after this
show. Yes, please.
It's good.
I'm like, that is genius. Mm. Oh my God.
But the guilt, I kept having to consciously say, don't worry that everybody can see your weird naked kid. Don't worry that it's not actually going to get summer. It was super overcast. And I'm like, oh God, can we just turn the mum guilt shit off?
Yeah.
Like,
that it is. It's full on, and it's hard to flip. It's good that you could kind of talk yourself through it, but
I don't know. I've been in a lot of therapy in my life, so I think I'm just very conscious of negative thought patterns and what's a bad idea. So I just go, all right, this isn't helpful. Shush. And that's a lot of what the parenting fails thing is about. It's like, come and hear some really messed up stories that other people have done with their kids. Like,
it's
not
so good.
Maliciously, just because parenting is hard, you know, and you'll walk out of there being like, oh my God, I am mother of the year.
Heck yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And they are the best stories. Mm. They're the best ones. And also I love it because you share that shit with your friends. Mm. You know what I mean? Like your real friends. Mm. So something about doing that in public to strangers is so liberating as well to connect.
I'm waiting for like a lot of you should have your child taken off you backlash, but I'm not famous enough to have that yet. But it will definitely happen.
What are some of you, can you share some of the fails?
Oh, totally. We don't brush his teeth.
Right.
Yeah.
He does it himself.
No, he just doesn't at all.
He just doesn't.
No, he just has really furry teeth.
Oh, shit.
I figure they're baby teeth. He'll get new ones. These are the trial set. Like, whatever. We maybe brush them like once a week, and it used to be a headlock situation, and now it's just like bribery. But that doesn't happen. One of my favorites was he was walking the other day. Oh, my God, he's so dumb. He was walking through the house with a shifter, right, because I was using a shifter to fix one of my badge presses. And shifters for those
like a tool? Like a,
yeah, like a right. Big-ish, heavy-ish tool, right? And he was walking through and a fly landed on his face.
No.
Yes, right? No. You don't even need to tell the rest of that story.
No, darling boy. Oh, my God.
Boonk, straight away.
Honey, bun. Like, you need a big fedora to cover that shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sweetie. Oh, baby. I do. There is a part of me that wishes you were filming.
I know. But
no, that. Oh, darling.
And then I'm like, well, is that a fail because I let him walk through the house with a shifter? Like, maybe.
It's a natural consequence.
I don't know, man.
Montessori, they do all that shit. Yeah. They let them carry glass.
And one of my best friends is a Steiner teacher, so I'm just like, sweet, she'll make me feel better about it.
You know what, though? So my littlest went to a Montessori preschool.
Yep.
And I swear, such a big difference between him and my older two.
Yeah, there would be.
Because they get them to do all sorts of stuff. They're cleaning and they're like carrying around crockery when they're like two.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, if they break it, they break it, and they learn, and then they don't do it next time.
Yeah, I had this conversation with Gav last night because Ez is, that child picked the wrong parents. He's really clean, like very, like almost OCD shit needs to be clean.
Wow.
Like he'll come and ask for baby wipes to wipe down his table.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's a thing. And someone was telling me, Kmart has just – they're doing kid stick vacuums that actually work. And I was like, oh, man, Fez is going to be all over this. He's going to be like, I've got my own vacuum. Oh, my God. Because he uses our vacuum. And so I went in, I'm like, Gav, we've got to buy him a stick vacuum from Kmart. He's like, no, we don't. And I'm like, oh, come on. He's like, no, just teach him to use our stick vacuum. Fuck that. Like, and I'm going, oh, yeah, why does he need a toy one?
Yeah, you know, make it real.
He's three, just use the real one. And we did the same thing with tools. Like, people always buy him toy tools, and we've op shopped all of them. So sorry, all those friends. because we're like, no, he's got his own toolbox with real tools in it. And that started because Gav was taking him garage sailing and people kept trying to give him toys for free. And of course, we have way too many toys because they just grow like mold in your house. Mm-hmm. You don't buy them. They just breed. I don't know what the fuck is happening,
Jenny.
It's
like the opposite of spoons and socks.
And hair ties. I'm like, can I trade all my toys for a hair tie and a pair of scissors? Please, anyone. Right? But no. So anyway, Gav was like, all right, Es, you can come garage sailing, but we're not getting any toys. And he's like, no, what? Because we're getting tools. And so he's like, oh my God, Dad. So he'll take his toolbox and he'll go to garage sales and be like, have you got any tools? And they look for toy ones. He's like, no, real tools. Like, I want hammers and shifters so I can whack myself in the head. he comes home, he's like, Mom, I got nails. I'm like, legend.
That's amazing. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Mm. You could have, like, the hugest eBay tool rort going on.
I could.
Just with a little – he could be, like, your little, you know, Fagin's Orphans going out and collecting stuff.
Totally, because everybody gives them to him for free.
Amazing.
Because he's little and cute and stuff. Freaking and they're like, awesome. Just take all the toys. And Gav's like, this is a good Makita to call this drill, Ez. Do you need it? So, yeah, Dad.
You can milk that shit. Yeah. I remember my daughter going out busking with one of her little friends. Oh, they were like 5 years old.
Yeah.
She couldn't play a freaking, I think she might have been trying to play a violin or something, like something she's never attempted in her life. They made like $60 in half an hour.
Oh, my God.
Just from standing there looking adorable. Like they put on a little hat. Actually, ironically, I think her friend actually wore a fedora. She had
That's
this little British pip-pip cheerio little cap on. They looked adorable, but they just made a killing.
Yeah.
So I think milk that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's bloody awesome.
I should hire out his handyman services.
He sounds very, very capable.
Yeah, like, he is.
You know, workplace health and safety. Yeah, oh,
head he's big
incidents.
On the. Oh, my God. We were in an op shop the other day and he was having a tantrum. And one of the guys who worked there, this older guy, just went up and he goes, "Can you come and give me a hand, mate?" And Ez goes, "Oh, yeah, yep, yep." And off. And I'm like, oh, well, there you go. If you ever want to abduct Ezra, don't actually try candy because he doesn't really like lollies. Just say you need a hand with something and he'll be like, I'm on the job. Where's my tools? Like, I'll see you later.
Bob the builder.
Yeah, stop yes, the tantrum okay. immediately. He's oh like, what gosh. Do you need, mate? Like,
that's amazing.
I've got a shifter.
Well, yeah. You said you were doing home renos. Mm. Like, there you go. That can be
oh, yeah,
his time out.
He was painting
out,
a wall
it?
The other day.
Oh, my God. That's
yeah,
amazing.
Not well, but painting it.
Oh, look, hey. Yep. I don't
this little baby roller.
Bless his little
yeah.
heart.
He says baby one to anything that's his size. So he's like, that's dad's one. That's a little tiny baby one.
Oh, man. Okay. That's so adorable.
Yep.
Gosh. Can I ask, so you said he's Indigenous. So yep. my daughter is Maori.
Oh, cool.
And so same sunscreen
yeah.
slackness
ambivalence.
Her
yep.
entire life.
Yep, nice.
Although now that she's a teenager and she can take care of all of that stuff, Will has for many years, but now she will not wear sunscreen. Like, she just won't. She's
no.
like, look at me, Mum. And I'm like, no. You can't just rely on that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a battle.
Oh, my gosh. Have you encountered any racism like, towards him?
He doesn't look dark.
Right.
Yeah. So not that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
I have heard, I live in Gympie, so racism is just a part of life there.
Yeah.
In a very casual racism way, which is like, I don't know, arguably worse. So I've encountered some of that, which has really shaken me up because I'm not used to it.
Yeah.
But Gav's like a little bit darker, so he kind of gets a little bit of it. But his daughter, Aaliyah, is a lot darker than Gav because she got Indigenous from his side, but her mum is PNG or Fijian or something, like a mix of all kinds of other things. Mm-hmm. So she's a fair bit darker than Gav.
Yeah.
And she went to high school in Gympie and she had a lot of casual racism.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, mostly from her friends, like not...
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter's had that as well. And like people not just or joking
yeah.
or like not thinking about what they're saying.
The sort
or...
of stuff they would say to her, like one of her friends said to her once, oh, it's not surprising that your mum's not around. Because, yeah.
Oh.
And yeah, that's just a thing. And she's like, wow.
Oh,
okay.
Geez.
Yeah. So that
oh,
kind
that's
of thing.
Pretty nasty.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it's full on because I feel like I was actually pretty blind to it, I think, for a long time because I was blind.
Yep.
To her, like, I feel like I feel bad in a way because her dad and I weren't together at all.
Yep.
Like, through any of her life.
Yep.
So I just really didn't think about it that much. And then it's, I guess, seeing casual things happen here and there and feeling really upset about it, but just not kind of getting on with the job. And so it's only like the last year or two that we've kind of had these discussions and realized that that was actually a thing for her.
Yep.
But, yeah, gosh. So Gympie, that's where you grew up?
No, I grew up in Karoi, which
so
is sort of near
Noosa.
Noosa.
Yeah.
Right. So Noosa High is in Karoi there.
Is it?
Yeah, I know. It's stupid.
Wow.
I think it was it's Noosa District High School. I think it was just the first one, you
right.
know. And then, like, they built one in Noosa and they're like, well, we'll just call this one Sunshine. So all the actually cool kids went to Sunshine, but we get to sound cooler than we are when we're going, yeah, I went to Noosa High. yeah.
And then the Gympie High School is called Noosa Outer District.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Love it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, grew up in Karoi and then Brisbane, then Melbourne, then back to Yamundi, Sunshine Coast, and then Gympie because poverty, and it's very cheap there.
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lived in Caboolture.
Yeah.
Many
I was going to say,
same
you know,
reason.
Fist bump.
I do.
Yeah. Sorry. You're all over it. We're hoping to get out when the house is finished and maybe go to Karan or something.
Oh.
One of those nice little kind of hippie towns again.
Because
I do prefer being like more. I prefer having the conversation, why don't you vaccinate your children, rather than why didn't you vote for Pauline Hanson? Like, and there seem to be the two choices.
Yeah, right. The lesser of two evils.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. So so that's a dream? Like, to leave. What are some of your other big dreams that you'd like to do in this crazy lifetime?
Big dreams. Well, publishing and a novel as well as the children's book and Netflix special would be good.
Yeah.
Maybe writing a TV show. That'd be good. I should probably act in it too while I'm at it. Yeah. Okay.
Were you always like into like performing and stuff like that? Like when you were younger?
A little bit. Not that much. I did a bit of like high school play, sort of Noosa arts, that's what it's called, when I was a kid. And I was into that. But then I just sort of stopped when I went to uni, got more interested in writing. Yeah. So I've been in writing groups and been a fiction writer forever. But again, I don't finish stuff. So that's very good at writing chapter ones.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I know.
So good at that. And then I just got back in. I got into stand up when I was living in Melbourne, and that sort of, I went, oh, this is quite a good fit. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Awesome. Mm. Okay, here's a question then. Mm. When you do finish stuff, what gets you over the line? Like what is the difference between projects that you do finish?
Deadline.
And the other ones? Deadline.
Deadline. That's all it is.
Well, then how can you get your fiction done? So you need an artificial deadline, don't you?
I do. I need a deadline.
You need a deadline.
Yeah, which is why for the the children's book is written.
Yeah.
And I have the illustrations somewhere. I just need to find them and then do the self-publishing thing.
Yeah.
But I'm going to sound like a pretentious wanker. That idea happened to me. It wasn't like me consciously writing a book. I wrote it in a day and it like hit me in the face, this whole book. And I was like, I've got a pen. All right, calm down, slow down. So that's less of an achievement than writing a novel to me, because I've always wanted to write like an adult novel. So that's the main goal, I think.
Yeah.
The children's book is just really cool. So that needs to happen.
That is awesome. Mm. And how did you find your illustrator? Is he a friend of yours?
Yeah, he's a comedian, actually.
Sweet.
Yeah, well, he used to be. His name's Trav and he lives in Melbourne, and he started he used to run Death Star Canteen, which is a comedy night at Dirty Secrets in Melbourne, which you've probably heard
of. Right, yes, I have. Yeah.
So he ran that for years, and that was the first time I did stand-up because I was dating a friend of his, and I went along a lot and I was like, I could do this. So he gave me my first spot. And then when I wrote this book, I was like, oh, I just absolutely need Trav's to illustrate this, because he's got this really funny, childish way of doing watercolors that are really have a lot of personality to the characters, which I just love. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And can you tell us the title of your book?
It's called A Dragon Is Coming.
Aww.
And it's about a dragon, and everybody's like getting ready to fight him. And I've had this is my favorite, most ridiculous thing. So it's set in like medieval times. And at the end, am I allowed to swear?
Please.
Oh, excellent.
You've sworn multiple times.
I know, but I haven't sworn it as much as I would normally.
Oh, excellent. Oh, well, I am impressed, darling, but don't be polite on my behalf.
So towards the end of it, the narrator mentions Google, and I had lots of people like email me going, because I sent it to a few people to read and get their feedback and stuff, and they were like, oh, you really need to take the Google bit out because they didn't have Google in medieval times. And I was like, bitch, they didn't have dragons either. It's fucking fiction, which was my favorite line ever. So I'm like, Google stays, okay? Plus, it's comedy. It doesn't have to be realistic. That's the whole point. So, yeah, Google comes up. That's a thing. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And it's Ezzy's favorite bedtime story at the moment, which is really cute.
Oh,
he's like,
so bring
me my dragon story. Well, actually, it's his favorite story, not his favorite song. His favorite song, when he gets tired, he sounds like a mob boss when he's talking. I don't know why. But it's not Incy Wincy Spider. We've been wrong the whole time. It's Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So the
know.
Other night, we were doing our bedtime stories singing bullshit that I hate. I mean, it's soul nourishing and fucking bonding. No, I hate it. And so I was like, all right, we've done Mary Had a Little Lamb. We've read the dragon book. We've read. And then what else do we need? And he's like, Itsy Bitsy, Mom. We need Itsy Bitsy.
Oh, my God. You hear smiling.
And I'm like, all right. Yeah. Itsy Bitsy, Mom.
I have got to meet this child.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Cool.
I think you need to get him, I mean, every birthday, just some tools and a Cuban cigar. Sorted.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, my goodness me. How are we going for time?
I have no idea.
Oh, wow. This is absolutely flown. I want to ask, if and when you get this book published,
yes,
are you going to have a big launch?
Yes,
like a big do?
Definitely.
Big party?
Yes.
Fab-oosh.
Yep.
And what's your novel about, your fiction novel?
It's called Tinderella, and I'm actually doing a stand-up show of the same name this great year. Thank you. I'm looking for a big, ridiculous yellow ball gown for the photo shoot so I can be Tinderella dressed in yellow.
Fantastic.
And it's just so the book is going to be like each chapter is just an awful first date that this girl goes on based on awful first dates that I've gone on. And there's sort of an underlying narrative. But, yeah.
That's so great.
Yeah.
Can I ask at the other awful dates that you went on, did you do the same pitch? Like the same...
No,
I'm on a deadline. I'm going to have a baby.
Do you want to hear my date question?
Please.
I ask this on every single first date and it pisses off probably – I probably get like actively angry responses from like 40% of the guys that I ask and it's just it's a screening process for me.
Yes.
Jenny Winter, which of the Ninja Turtles are you the most like and why? I legit ask that on every date.
I'm definitely Michelangelo.
See, you have an answer.
That's a pizza thing.
Right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Let's go out again. Nailed it. Most people are like, why the fuck are you asking me that? I'm like, all right, see ya. I can't date you. Like, what? You don't even know what?
No. That's a very specific right? deal breaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice one.
So there you go. That's my date question.
Which one are you? That's mine.
Oh, look, depends on the day. usually Michelangelo because I'm easily distracted.
Yes.
Yeah. I think he's ADD too.
I think that's fair.
My answer is usually that I wish I was Raphael because I wish I was that cool, but I'm just definitely not.
You need like one of those mood rings. But it's like
it changes turtles depending on the. Yes.
Yeah. There's another business idea. Well, you make jewelry. You could, or badges. You could make that happen.
Yeah.
You could make that happen.
Yeah.
All right. Mm. Rapid fire round,
yes,
Anna
me.
Brennan.
Hit me.
All right. Your life motto.
Do no harm, but take no shit.
Oh, God.
I have little pins of it that I'm selling at the shows in Melbourne. Yeah. Do no harm, but take no shit.
Love,
especially when it comes to parenting. 100%. That is my parenting motto, and I've just, like, expanded it to the rest of my life. But, yeah, I literally look at Ez, and I'm like, do no harm, but take no shit. All right. Yeah, we're good.
That is sensational. I love that one.
Thank you.
A moment that you're not proud of.
Oh, Jenny, this is hard because there's so many to choose from.
They're like your children.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say the fact that I used to prank call Kids Helpline when I was a kid was one.
Lots of
that's
people
a shit
used to
one.
Do
yeah,
that.
Right.
Yeah.
But what I think I'm going to go with is when I was 10, my best friend had this guy at school who had a crush on her. His name was Darren. And he came up and he used to profess his love for her every day. And he said, I love you. I'd do anything to be with you. Just tell me what to do. And she looked at me and she said, what do we want him to do? And I said, sit in the bin. And he did. He sat in the bin. He climbed in the bin and he stayed in the bin and we walked off and we left him there and we laughed at him and I still feel bad.
Sweet.
So, Darren, I'm sorry. I made you sit in the bin, but I'm still laughing about it now, which is, again, another moment I'm not proud of.
Double whammy.
Yep.
Can you find him if you looked for him on Facebook?
Oh, probably.
Oh, my God. Yeah. We should send this episode to him and apologize.
I'm sorry, Darren, that I made you sit in the bin.
I'm sorry. And I'm sorry we made you sit through this podcast just to get to that apology.
Exactly.
But you know, Daz, I'm sure you're a strong being.
Yep.
Best advice you've received?
Oh, another comedian told me this last year, and it was the best thing I learned in the whole year, which is hand sanitizer immediately gets rid of BO.
What?
Yeah.
Is that serious?
It is. It's instant because it's antibacterial and BO is bacteria. So if you're like on the road or camping or lazy or anything, you just go with hand sanitizer and you automatically don't stink.
Oh my God.
That's the best advice I've ever been given.
That is.
Thank you, Andrew Dawson.
I think that's the best advice I've ever been given.
Yeah, right?
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I
told Gav and he just replaced showering. I know. I'm like, you are going through a bottle of hand sanitizer a week. And not one of those little handbag ones, like a proper bottle of it. I'm like, stop it, get in the shower.
Oh, my God.
But
this
it works
is
a treat.
Revolutionize teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, oh, my God.
Mm. And parents, if your kids stink, bang, there you go.
I am just gobsmacked. The worst advice you've ever received?
Worst advice I ever received, I think I have unintentionally followed, which is my high school boyfriend's dad told me the best financial advice you can ever do is get all your money and just buy stuff, like at garage sales and stuff. Just buy stuff, and then if you're broke, you can sell it.
Oh, shit.
Right? And if you look under my house, I've pretty much done that, which is not good financial advice
or
any kind of advice.
Until you liquidate.
And then I'll get like $12. yeah, so that's the worst advice I've ever been given, I think.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's the,
it's up there. Just buy stuff.
Just buy stuff. I love how vague that is,
yeah,
too.
Just buy stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Complete this sentence. Being a mother is...
tumultuous, scary, gross. Actually, I'm going to say being a mother is being perpetually 10 minutes late for everything all the time.
Amen.
Mm.
Yep. In every sense.
If you're doing well, it's only 10 minutes. Yeah.
True that. Mm. And finally, Anna Brennan, written on your tombstone will be...
I'm hoping graffiti. I'm just really hoping that when I have no face that people deface the face of my whatever. Like I just want it to be graffitied. I want like Jenny loves John and just like random crap all over my tombstone.
Because you're ADD.
Maybe.
Even
I'm like,
the tombstone, you want it to change all the time.
Put Nikos or like little spray cans or something next to it and tell people to go to town.
Oh, that's amazing.
I don't care what the actual plaque says. We'll write whatever. But I'm thinking graffiti.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
The artwork that
Thank
just
you.
Keeps going.
Why not?
Oh, my God. Such a pleasure.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. That was fun.
Yay. Thank you so much for joining us on the Funny Mummies podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you join our group on Facebook, the Funny Mummies group. Also, we have funnymummies.com, which has upcoming gigs, shows, fun stuff. You can find me, Jenny Winter, which is WYNTER, why? Because I can, at jennywinter.com. You can find me on Facebook at Jenny Winter Comedian, Instagram at Jen Winter. And your child could be the voice on this podcast. So if your child would like to say, with Jenny Winter, record that as a voice memo, send it through to me. You can either send it via the Facebook group or via my website, and they could be the voice on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope that you find some funny in your day.
It's the Funny Mummies with Jenny Winter.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.